Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we do not have the whole team here today. Sue Thomas had to take the day off. She'll be back tomorrow. And then as a programming note, I'm taking a couple of days off here later in this week, Thursday and Friday. I will be back on Monday. I had to sprinkle some vacation days in, Fred, since I took like 60 sick days over the summer.
Yeah, Ethan and I were trying to figure that out.
Well, you know, if I'm being honest, I feel a little guilty about it, right? Which is why it was funny, because I don't know if you ever were dialed into this, but, you know, for the audience who was not aware, between May and the first week of August, I missed quite a bit of work because of a mental health crisis, and I had some dates for vacation, because originally I was planning to go to Vegas like in August on a Thursday and Friday. So I get back to work, and then the next week is when I was supposed to have the vacation days. And Trisha's like, hey, because I don't think they could have taken them away from me, you know, because they're my vacation days. But anyway, she said, are you still taking off next week? I'm like, no, I'm going to give you a little break. And so besides around the holidays, these will be the only 2 days that I will take off. We're going to do a remote, Fred. I don't know if you're aware of that, the Monday of Thanksgiving week for Guns N' Hoses.
Yeah, that's right.
So I better not say too much more about that, because I don't think it's totally confirmed. But then on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll be off. You might be taking that week off,
I think
too.
I am.
Yeah, right. So, and maybe Sue, we'll have to see. But that's like a holiday week. And I'm so glad. You know, they used to, like, not give you that day after Thanksgiving is just, now that's a holiday, right? Which is, I think, a good idea.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
You didn't know that?
No.
I think they just made that because it's dumb to not have it as a holiday.
I agree.
Well, maybe I'm misrepresenting something, but I know that I'm off on that day, too. Hey, so George Gray's coming in. He's going to do The Price is Wrong. We always have a lot of fun with that. That's one of our moments on the show where we can kind of take a deep breath and just have fun and laugh. And I know that Sue's going to be very disappointed because she's missing George. I do know that Judy Reardon up in Chicago, my mother, is very excited because I've already gotten a text from her. We have Ethan's news in just a couple of minutes. But did you hear, Fred, I don't know if I've shared this with you yet. Lawrence O'Donnell, who's one of the talk show hosts on MSNBC, did you hear what he did with Jennings?
No.
So I love this because now you'll hear him say that he, you know, beats Jennings. It's not Jennings' show, by the way. It's Abby Phillips. It's CNN. But he decides that he wants to go on this rant against Scott Jennings.
And now CNN eagerly pays a Trump supporter to lie on CNN every day and night for Donald Trump. CNN did this during the first Trump presidential campaign and presidency. CNN regularly paid Trump supporters to lie about Trump on CNN.
But yeah, that's the way that he represents it, that they're just putting someone on there to lie about Trump when they pretty much lie about everything that he does.
CNN regime then realized that was a mistake, and they stopped doing it. They stopped paying for lies. But then CNN got a new head. The head of CNN for the last 3 years hired by the Trump-supporting owner and operator of CNN is an Englishman who thinks paying Scott Jennings to lie about Donald Trump is money very well spent. Scott Jennings, who used to be an aide to Senator Mitch McConnell, was not always a rabid, lying Trump supporter. When he first started appearing on television, he was capable of criticizing some of the more extreme Trump positions, but Scott Jennings figured out where the money is.
Now, we've had Scott on the show for 8 or 9 years at this point. He didn't really break out until last year. He's been coming on here for a long time talking about Trump policies, and he was doing that on CNN as well. The difference is that things changed the night of the first debate, and we were there at that party in St. Charles. Fred, I could not wait to get into the car and specifically turn on CNN because I was dying to hear how the panel would react, because I didn't know if they would be honest, and I was shocked. I knew Jennings would be honest about what he saw, but I was shocked because Van Jones and Axelrod, they all kind of saw what the rest of the country saw, and they were forced to be honest. But that's kind of what put a lot of focus on Jennings. And then as, you know, you built up in the ensuing weeks to Kamala stepping in the race and the, you know, assassination attempt, et cetera, his stardom just skyrocketed, right? So the other rumor, let me put a little bit more of this, but the other rumor about Jennings involves CBS News. I'll get to that here in a second. A little bit more of Larry O'Donnell.
And how he could get his own podcast and decided to become the J.D. Vance of CNN. Here's how bad that television is that they make over there.
Oh, here's
the
Larry.
Show that Scott Jennings frequents the most is on opposite this program. And that show, on a good night, gets half of the audience of this show. This program usually has an audience triple the size of the terrible, terrible television that Scott Jennings is delivering on the absurdly degraded version of CNN, presided over by the man who thinks lying for Donald Trump on TV is an honorable pursuit and should be paid for by CNN.
Oh, Larry's very upset. First of all, it's not Jennings' show. There's like 20 people on those panels, right? He's just the only one making sense. And Larry and the MSNBC crew who go on there hyperventilating about everything that Trump does. Why would you even give attention to that? If your ratings really are three times the size, and by the way, he might not be off because the CNN ratings are bad, but it's not because of Scott Jennings. So, if anything, I think you can make the case that the ratings would be worse if they didn't have Jennings on the panel.
Three times nothing is still nothing.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, I think MSNBC, they have their niche, and I think their niche is stronger than CNN. CNN doesn't exactly know what it wants to be in those moments at night. You know, Fox is pretty defined, let's face it. You're not going to, tune into Fox and wonder what you're going to get. On CNN, on any given night, that's not necessarily the case because the panels shift. Jennings on there most of the times, but some of the other people on there, you know, shift around. They're just trying to have a discussion. I think the bigger problem is that the left-wing lunatics tune into MSNBC because that's what they want. They want that garbage, right? The people who want to consume news, they used to go to CNN because they trusted CNN. They thought, a lot of us thought, we could trust CNN, right? Well, we learned a long time ago that we couldn't. So then you start watching Fox News or Newsmax or whatever else might happen out there with some of the changes to media. But I do think it's funny that he spent like 5 minutes talking about Jennings last night when, you know, if you're kicking his ass so bad, and you're not really because you're doing it to Abby Phillips and to CNN and not to him. But that shows that you got under someone's skin. And by the way, let me just read. So Jennings tweeted that out and said, no, Lawrence, I do not have time to save your show. I thought that was good. And then there was, you remember this from the other day? I played this yesterday, AOC screaming about immigrants in front of this crowd when she was campaigning for Mamdani.
The city was built by the Irish escaping famine, Italians fleeing fascism, Jews escaping Holocaust, Black Americans fleeing slavery and Jim Crow, Latinos.
There's the whole Saturday Night Live bit I just played. Like, Latinas!
Seeking a better life. Native people standing for themselves. Asian Americans coming together in Queens, in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Staten Island.
Yeah.
In this country in a vision to build the freest, toughest, and greatest city on earth.
So she's nuts, but she is a good speaker and she has charisma. So she's going to draw a lot of attention by the socialists and the communists. So last night, you know, I mentioned this before that, Fred, when I leave the building here at 6 o'clock, I get in the car. And honestly, I listen to Laura's show on Fox because I think she does a pretty good job. And, you know, as I've said before, Eric Schmidt's on there like 90% of the time. So it's always good to catch up with him. But when I tuned in last night when I was listening, Riley Gaines was on, and she was great. And, you know, I don't know if you saw this stuff with AOC and Riley Gaines. Did you see what she had done? So let me read this so I don't misrepresent exactly what the tweet said. But, of course, she says this because she's referring to Riley. She says, maybe if you channeled all this anger into swimming faster, you wouldn't have come in fifth. Riley Gaines. So Riley Gaines pointed out, and I'm not sure if I have that in this soundbite, that, you know, Leah Thomas, Will finished, what, like 442nd in the same events that he was entered against the women. But with the women, he ties Riley Gaines, right? So that becomes the story, and then we know what's happened since then. But this was the challenge for Riley last night on Laura's show. I love this. And, of course, AOC will never take her up on this.
AOC to a debate. She can defend socialism. I will defend capitalism. She can defend removing God. I will defend embracing a biblical worldview. She can defend child sacrifice. I will defend the sanctity of life. Any of the radical, insane Democratic policies and platform that they stand for, I will debate the opposite. I'm challenging AOC to it here.
Wouldn't that be awesome? And she will not accept that, but that would be an amazing event to see. So we have George Gray coming up after Ethan's news. Ethan's going to pinch hit for Sue this afternoon. Steve Elman, current St. Charles County executive, looked like he was not going to run again. He's back in that race. He's going to join us live in the studio after 5 o'clock. Max Raskin will be here at 5:30 or so. He's a professor, an adjunct professor at NYU. And he wrote, this is one of those things. There's a couple things in this country that still baffle me beyond any belief. I lived in what I like to call the People's Republic of Wisconsin. And I think some of the rules have probably changed, hopefully, since I left there 20 years ago. But you literally, in a beer city like Milwaukee, if you got off work at a certain time, and let's say you were a nurse or a doctor or something with a late shift, you couldn't go into a grocery store and buy alcohol. You could go to the bar and pick up packaged alcohol, but you couldn't buy it in a grocery store. It was just ridiculous. In Pennsylvania, they essentially have state-run liquor stores. I mean, you want to talk about socialism and communism. And in New Jersey, and this is what's fascinating, this is what Max is going to join us. They have a big governor's race there. Both of the candidates for governor support the policy that they've had for, I think, 70 years maybe in New Jersey, where it's not legal to pump your own gas. So they want to control who pumps your gas. In America, this is happening. It's always fascinated me. And Max will weigh in on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We got George Gray in here from The Price is Right. He's going to play a little game we like to call The Price is Wrong. Mark, coming up in a matter of minutes. We like to pop the stress bubble a lot of times on The Mark Reardon Show, and this happened to be one of those days. Unfortunately, Sue is not here, so she will not be allowed to play. But Ethan, you're in this afternoon, right?
It's time to go.
All right. You're also going to do Ethan's news, if I'm not mistaken, so let's get that underway.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Thank you very much. And, you know, usually Sue starts off Sue's News with a what day it is, or what
day in history,
the national whatever day. Okay,
right.
We're gonna get to that, but it's just far too important of a this day in history for me to where I have to start off with this.
Okay,
so
you're saying, look, yeah, she does National Hot Dog Day or whatever,
correct.
Right? Yeah,
yes.
Whatever that might
so
be.
So we're gonna get to that,
okay,
but we're gonna get to this first. 14 years ago today, 2011. Go ahead and play this.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Oh, my goodness. That was so much fun. I was there that night. It was at Game 6 as well. But, you know, Game 7 was kind of anticlimactic. After we won Game 6, it was over. We were like, we're winning this thing. Don't you remember that,
Fred? Oh, yeah.
So Game 7 was anticlimactic compared to Game 6.
Yes. Well, I mean, I even think compared to a lot of World Series. Because, look, that young Ethan, that night was so electric. It was unreal.
Oh, and I remember it like it was yesterday.
You managed to pull that off, and I don't think there was any doubt who was going to win the World Series. And I was sitting, by the way, about 10 rows behind Nolan Ryan during both those nights. And I said to my friend who was with me at Game 6, I said, look, we're going to stay to the final out, but we're getting out of here right away because I don't want to see this celebration in front of me. And luckily, I never got to see that.
David Freese, at the time, broke the record for postseason RBIs in the bottom of the first inning, tied the game up at 2 with a 2-run double. Alan Craig hit the go-ahead home run a couple of innings later to make it 3-2, and it robbed a home run that night as well, if you remember that. There was a hit-by-pitch that scored a run, there was a bases-loaded walk that scored a run, and then Molina had a base hit that made it 6-2, and then you heard the call there from Joe Buck, Jason Mott securing
the
final out.
Can I just say something on a personal note? And I told Joe this when you had your Hall of Fame induction, Fred. Was that last year already, or was it this year?
Yeah, it was. No, it was
so
last year.
I'm sorry. I miss Joe Buck on baseball. What's his name that does this?
Joe Davis.
Joe Davis. He doesn't do anything for me. He really doesn't.
Really?
He's a decent broadcaster. But when I was watching him in Smoltz last night when they were doing just an intro segment, there was no electricity to it or excitement. I just think they're boring together. I'd like to see someone with more chemistry.
I felt that way at the start, but I think his play-by-play has really gotten better.
Ethan likes it.
Yeah. I love Joe Davis.
Yeah.
Joe Davis is one of my favorite broadcasters in any sport right now. I love Joe Buck too, though, so I mean, it's a win-win for me.
Well, but you have to understand, a lot of this is personal. I've flipped around on people before too, and in this sense, I'll give you a great example, and I love him now. Like, when I first moved back to St. Louis and I heard Ricky Horton doing some of the stuff on TV, I'm like, he wasn't doing it for me. It was nothing personal, but I'm like one of the biggest Ricky Horton fans and became one of the biggest, and let's face it, you know, we just went through this movie, Soul on Fire. People didn't like Jack Buck nationwide. People don't like Joe Buck. You know, they like hate him sometimes. I don't get that. But it's sometimes it's personal what your ear is telling you. I just think that I miss that play-by-play type of call, and Joe Davis doesn't do it for me.
No, going back to Joe Buck and that call, what a legendary call in St. Louis. I mean, everyone remembers what a team, what a ride. So yeah, an awesome call. And the last time that the Cardinals won the World Series, 2011, 14 years ago, and I'm afraid it's probably going to be at least a couple more years until we have another what a team.
You know, I'm worried about that too.
For that game six that went, into extra innings and the David Freeze moment, I made the bad mistake as a parent. I did not let my boys stay up to watch it because they had school.
Oh, my parents didn't let me either.
So they they were 11 and 9.
Yeah.
And I had to tell them in the morning, and I just felt awful now even more than I did then.
Yeah, but that's pretty young to stay up. I mean, as a parent, I get it, believe me.
Yeah, I was 11 as well, and I went to bed with it tied at 4, I think, in the 5th inning. Okay, all right. Now on to what national day it is. It's a big one, guys. Happy National Chocolate Day.
Uh-huh.
3 days until Halloween. It just feels like this is good timing for National Chocolate Day. Can we agree on that?
It should be a week.
It should be a week, Fred. I agree with that. A poll of 1,000 Americans found 79% of us eat chocolate at least once a week in general on
once
Halloween
a week. once a day.
On
or
Halloween
how about three
week,
times
though,
a day.
It's a lot more. 59% say that milk chocolate is their favorite type. Dark chocolate is next. White chocolate is a distant third. And if there's any doubt that Halloween runs on chocolate, a recent poll looked at the 10 Halloween candies that we opened first, and only one non-chocolate made the list. What would you guys guess at Halloween is the most popular candy?
Okay, I'm going to go
Snickers bar.
And I'm going to go with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That is number one. Ding, ding, ding. The bell is not in front of me. Reese's is number one. Sorry, I was pointing at you, Fred. So Reese's is number one, followed by Kit Kat. Twix is third. M&M's is fourth. Snickers is fifth, Mark. Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins is sixth. Hershey's 7. Milky Way 8. Crunch Bars are 9. And Starburst, the only non-chocolate to make the list, is at number 10.
Are you doing, like, I'm not going to be here, but they do this goofy, costume contest here. I haven't worn a Halloween costume, since I was maybe 11. But are you doing that this week?
I did it last year.
Yeah, I know. Are you doing it this week, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I only really did it last year because it was like, we already had something.
I can't remember what you did.
I wore a Stitch costume from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, that's right.
But then also Annie's show did a costume little fun thing as well, and I was Popeye for that. So I had a couple of different ones last year.
But nothing planned for this week?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Alexa's so excited. She's going with her friend as the Eat More Chicken. She's the cow.
Yes.
She's the cow from Chick-fil-A. I know. She's got a sign that says Eat More Chicken, then her friend is the chicken.
How old is she?
She's 10.
That's pretty creative for 10.
She loves it.
Yeah, that's awesome. According to a new report, the average American, it is found, spends nearly 48% of their paycheck within the first 48 hours, and 35% of the paycheck is gone within the first 12 hours. That's especially true among millennials, who spend money faster than any other generation. Most of the spending goes towards essentials. 52% of people say that they cover groceries or necessities. Others pay bills within the week or take care of major obligations like rent or credit cards. I don't know. My wife does more of the finances than I do as far as the rent and all that. But I feel like that's a high percentage. Maybe I'm off on this. I don't know.
You know, I was at the my friendly Walmart in High Ridge, which I express love for on a regular basis, and there was, I can't remember what she was buying. Oh, it was chicken. It was just chicken breasts, and I didn't even think they were that expensive. And she must have been with a husband or someone that doesn't do a lot of grocery shopping, and he's like complaining. He's like, you got to take a mortgage payment out for chicken. And she goes, why do you think I live paycheck to paycheck? Because I can't afford all this damn stuff. I thought it was very representative of the world that we live in. I mean, seriously, if you're not the shopper, and you said, Fred, you are, right?
Oh, I am.
I am, too. But if you're not, try to go in a grocery store and buy stuff and look how expensive it is.
No kidding.
I think your mind would be blown on many fronts.
Okay, it's birthday time. This one is funny. Have you guys ever heard the name Justin Guarini? Anyone?
Of course. Anyone? Yeah, he was the runner-up in American Idol.
Wait, seriously? I did not expect anyone to know that name. What I
and
know
he's done
him,
some great commercials
yes,
for. Yeah, he did.
He was the little sweet from yes, Diet Dr. Pepper. For
of course.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
I didn't expect anyone to know his name. I didn't know that he was on American Idol. Well, it's his birthday. He's 47 today. Joaquin Phoenix is 51. Brad Paisley did the anthem last night at the World Series game is 53. Julia Roberts is 58. Bill Gates is 70. Caitlyn Jenner is 76. So. A lot of big names for birthdays today.
Yeah, you know, Justin Guarini became a little bit of a pop culture footnote just because he was good and then he finished his second, but those ads were really funny.
Yeah, they still are
they've
when
done,
I see them today.
Yeah, they've done pretty well.
389 years ago today, in 1636, Harvard College was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Oh, how it has fallen. also on this day in history, in 1858, after failing seven times in previous business ventures, Rolland H. Macy opened Macy's department store in New York City. He sold $11.06 worth of merchandise on his first day of business. How about that?
Yeah, I've had garage sales like that. That bad.
60 years ago today, in 1965, the St. Louis Gateway Arch was completed. How about that?
I think that's awesome, and I can always remember. Well, I don't really want to admit to why I can remember the, you know, the number of Super Bowls and how old the arch is because it may or may not match up with my age.
Mm.
So nice. It's easy to remember.
And yes. I was there with my mom. As I was, I guess.
Were
I
you
was
really there when they put the?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
She was leading our parent for a room for
that's
a field
amazing.
Trip
that's awesome. Okay, random fact time. The Big Mac was originally called the Aristocrat. That name bombed, so it was switched to the Blue Ribbon Burger. That also bombed, so then they went with the Big Mac.
There you go. I think they landed on something that worked, right?
So.
Thank you, Ethan. George Gray, The Price is Wrong, coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, we welcome into the studio this afternoon the legendary George Gray from The Price is Right, who's with us to play a little game we like to call The Price is Wrong. We have to get kind of right to it, but how are you?
Wow, that was an amazing buildup, Mark. It was one of your best ever. Thank you very much for that.
Hi, everybody. Touching.
I have the official theme, but I wanted to make sure that we get right into it because sometimes what we do, and the host is responsible, we talk a little bit too much on the front end of
no.
it.
No.
We don't want to do that, do we? How about if we do it on the back end?
That's,
right? That sounds dirty, but we're going to do it anyway.
It's the rear. Sounds like my kind of weekend. All right.
Let's see if I can play the right. Where is my theme here? Now that I went back to my disclaimer, here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Friday evening as we... No, that's not it. What? That's supposed to be the theme right there, Ethan. It didn't play right.
Price is wrong.
Mark. There, we'll just have to go with that. There's supposed to be music that... What in the world is going on here? Nope, that is not. Something got replaced on the hotkey. George, take it from here. How many times have we screwed this intro up, Fred?
Is it ever this bad on the TV show?
You know what? I can fix this. Well, we can fix any. That's the thing is.
But can I tell you what's happening? I usually have the music bed that plays underneath.
Yep.
It is completely a different file. It's now me. Somehow it's not 32 minutes. Because it's 32 minutes, it's 10 minutes.
You know what? Everybody's thinking it that's listening. We might as well
we
say
don't
it.
Care.
Sue's not here, and we go to hell in a handbasket.
Dun, 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 dun. Let's that's just say happening. We're playing this game here.
All right.
Wrong.
Mark.
There you go, George.
All right. For those of you who are listening and wondering what the Price is Wrong Mark is, it's a show that we play. It's where these are real items, okay? These are real items. You can really purchase these in the St. Louis area. They're on Craigslist or on Facebook Marketplace, things like that. So you can really purchase these. If you're listening and thinking, man, I gotta have that, it's totally available. So here we go. Here it comes from the beautiful downtown studio of the Mark Reardon Show. It's the Price is Wrong Mark! All right, we're going to kick things off by saying, hi, Mama May. Hi, Judy Reardon. And, of course, big shout-outs to my Uncle Greg, Aunt Doris, and the one and only Rackaroo. Okay, here we go. First item up for bids on The Price is Wrong, Mark. Now, I'm going to read the items.
Okay.
And then if it's capitalized, I have to shout it.
Of course.
Okay? And then you guys are all going to bid, and then whoever gets closest without going over gets a point. The person at the end wins a fabulous no case. Okay, first item up for bids on The Price is Wrong. Crapshoot, killer new outdoor game with toilet. I repeat, crapshoot, killer new outdoor game with toilet. And here we go. Hey there, me and a couple of friends have developed a fun all-weather day and night addictive game called Crapshoot. Guys and girls, young and ancient, are all encouraged to check out what you need to set up your own backyard game of luck and skill. It's basically quite simple and not too expensive. The object of the game is to throw 30 flying discs 25 feet into a standard-sized toilet oval. Not round. Not elongated. This one who gets the most discs in the toilet wins. Can be played by many players. It's great. Little wager, perhaps. Goes great with backyard barbecues and parties. Cornhole doesn't even come close to this at all. So this is an amazing game. If you could see the pictures at home, if you could click on the site, it's actually a toilet that somebody then painted on. So, and then you're going to throw discs into a toilet in your backyard. Oh, think how excited the neighbors will be when they see you set that up. Okay, so here we go. We're going to start with what says it's got Mark first. You know why it says Mark first? Because Fred wrote this down.
That's
so, Mark,
right.
You're going first.
$35, George.
$35 to put a toilet in your backyard.
That's right.
Okay, and then Fred?
Toilets are expensive. I'm going to go $70.
$70.
$70.
He's really... Okay, here we go. And Ethan?
I'm going to go... Oh, man, this is tough. I'm gonna go $34.
$34.
Yeah, thank you for
doesn't
doing that.
Know
I,
how
I
the Price is Wrong works.
That you did
say
that, 36. But it's submitted.
Still
no,
30.
He can't.
Oh, no.
He's already
nope,
done
nope.
it.
Got it mixed up. Oops.
So, yes, you did. It happens all the time on The Price is Right. God bless people. You know, when you're at home in your underpants eating Cheerios, yelling at the TV, it's easy. But people will go there and somebody will go, $500. And the next person will go, $499.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not until they get home and they go, oh why? Right. Why? Okay. So we got 35, 70, 34 by the rookie Ethan. And the actual price to buy a used toilet with spray paint on it and put it in your front yard...
$300. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Ethan, it wouldn't have mattered.
That's why I'm like, whew.
It wouldn't
right, it
have mattered.
Me. All right.
Fred wins round one.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Next item up for bids. Gigantic framed art angel print with hamburger thoughts. This painting is absolutely yeah. huge. It's 56 inches long, 1 inch thick, and 40 inches tall. It's a great addition to any living room or dining room. You'll be the talk of the neighborhood with this beauty hanging in your house. Think of that. You get the toilet in the front yard. You get this in your patio. Oh, my God. So basically, it's the angels and they're staring up and looking at a badly drawn hamburger and fries.
Can I ask a question?
I wish you would.
For a point of clarification.
I wish you would.
Was this piece in the Louvre 10 days ago?
Ooh.
If it was, it was ripped out on purpose.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
Okay. So here we go. We're going to start with Fred. What would you bid for this fabulous classical piece of art?
$25.
$25. Ethan, going to go 24?
No, I'm not going to go with 24 this time. I'm going to go with 35.
$35. Mark, it's up to you. This is a fine, fine painting.
$36.
$36. That's how you do it, kid. Actual price $50.
Yeah! All right, there we go.
Oh, beautiful.
I could have $1 it too, but I don't know. There was something about that painting that seemed pretty darn enticing.
Okay, so we got Fred 1, Mark 1, Ethan. All right. Now, this one, I really wish you could see it. I may show it to you guys, but I'm going to read it first.
Okay.
SpongeBob SquarePants Nightstand. SpongeBob SquarePants Nightstand. Fun, right? I mean, the kids will love it, right? It's just a delight. And here we go. I have to read it like they wrote it. If your kid likes SpongeBob. If your kid likes SpongeBob. So that's not kids. If your kid likes SpongeBob, this nightstand is for you. This antique has been transformed by me into everyone's favorite yellow sponge. My son didn't care for it. He told me it scared him. But I think he just outgrew his love of cartoons. Don't pass up this one-of-a-kind item. Okay, you know what? I'm going to fold away the price so you can see it.
Okay.
I just want you to see that kid was right.
Oh,
yeah. I don't care if you're young or old.
That's pretty cool.
This will scare the bejesus out of you. Basically, if you're listening, you know what SpongeBob looks like, right? It's a nightstand that he's got the teeth in it, and it basically looks like a horrible monster is going to eat your child. That's what this looks like.
It really does.
I kind of like it, but I see that it could be a little horrifying and traumatic for children.
All right.
That's what I'd
duly
say.
Noted. Well, then you can show that in your price. So, Ethan, what would you like to bid for this fabulous piece of custom art?
There's man, with a description like that, you've got to be crazy enough to try and get a decent deal out of it. I'm going to say
$45. Looking for his first win of the day. Mark?
$60, George.
$60, because Mark likes that.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what Becky would say.
I'm willing to pay.
Would she allow that? If you had the toilet, the art in the dining room, and then this in the kids' bedroom, how would that go?
That's the trifecta. I think she'd approve.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you'd be hugging yourself a lot.
Yes, I would.
And Fred?
I want to go with $1.
$1.
Ooh,
Fred, actual price for the fabulous SpongeBob item. $200.
Oh, what is going on?
I know, right?
You know what? It's the economy. tariffs, am I right?
I think you must be.
Okay, yeah, $200. Mark, that's two for you.
Yes, it is.
One for Fred. Ethan, crickets.
Yep.
All right, we've got two more items. Were you good, Mark?
Oh, yeah, we're
okay,
good.
Okay, here we go. Next item, cursed toaster oven. I repeat, cursed toaster oven. Only used 3 times. I didn't believe this curse until I lived it myself. Everything you put comes out smelling like fish. And not just fish, sometimes shark, eel, and even octopus. You ever have a fishy sandwich? It's rank, right? Well, get this today and give it to someone you absolutely hate. They'll never see the curse coming. He has a photo of the toaster oven, and his foot is in the toaster oven. I'm not making this up. It's a picture of the toaster oven, and he just has a socked foot that he put in the toaster oven.
Okay, I give him points for creativity on this one.
Yep, you got to say. So now we're going back to Mark. What would you bid for a cursed toaster oven? I think the idea being that you don't use it for yourself, you give it to somebody you hate.
$15, George.
$15 for a cursed toaster oven. Fred?
$20.
$20, okay. Ethan, you seem like you like a good fish sandwich. What would you say?
I've learned my lesson, George. $1.
$1.
Oh, you could have gone in another direction, too, you know.
But go ahead.
Let's see what happens
okay,
here.
Okay, we've got 15, we got 20, we got $1. Oh, wait, that is the lamest bell.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Oh.
Somebody got the bid right on the nose. It's $20, Fred.
Hey, all right.
Wow, jeez. Look at that.
Nice.
Putting up a clinic.
Mark, I've got your Christmas present.
Nice.
So we've got 2, 2, and 0. But this last one...
Remind me who has 0. I couldn't remember. Oh, that's Ethan. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we've got 2-2. We've got no points, but luckily this last one is worth 47 points. So it's anybody's game now. All right. And we saved the best item for last. This one is truly a gem. If you're listening, I want to shake your hand, whoever this person is. I want to know you. I want to swim in your pool. I want to drink a beer with you. Here we go. 1999 Toyota Corolla, fine AF. 1999 Toyota Corolla, fine AF.
I love that.
If you don't know what AF is, ask one of your kids.
Yes. Okay. Fred's got nothing.
Yeah, I got
Fred
nothing.
Wait, come on, Fred. Really?
No.
As, and then there's a word you don't, that I use a lot.
You don't know what AF stands
okay.
for.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, now we know. One of my favorite words.
Oh, Fred, put down your pipe and cardigan. Come to the party. Here we go. Okay, here we go. You want a car that gets the job done. You want a car that's hassle-free. You want a car that literally no one will ever compliment you on. Well, look no further. It's the 1999 Toyota Corolla. Let's talk about features. Bluetooth? Nope. Sunroof? Nope. Fancy wheels? Nope. Rear view camera? Nope. But it's got a transparent rear window, and you have a blanking neck that can turn.
Yes! I love this.
Let me tell you a story. One day my Corolla started making a strange sound. I didn't give a crap about it and ignored it. It went away. The end. This car will outlive you. It will outlive your children. This car's got history. It's seen some stuff. People have done strange things in this car. It's not going to judge you like a Volkswagen would. You want to know more? Great. I had my car fill out a Facebook survey. Favorite food, spaghetti. Favorite TV show, Alf. Favorite band, tie between Bush and the Gin Blossoms. Let's face facts. This car isn't going to win any beauty contest, but neither are you. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to your wife. This isn't the car you want. It's the car you deserve. The blanking 1999 Toyota Corolla.
We've done this game for 4.5 years now. That might be the best item that we've ever had. That guy is, I mean, what does this person do in real life? Because if they're that creative,
whoever,
my goodness.
Yes, whoever, if you need a car, buy it from this person.
I love this guy.
Because this
or
person
woman.
Obviously is, you know what? It's a writer. Whoever it is, male or female, this is a writer. Okay, so it's fine AF, and now that Fred actually knows what AF means.
Fine is Fred.
Right.
Fine
that's it.
As
that's
Fred.
Right. You got a bid, Fred?
Okay, so
I
let's
do.
See. We start with you, Fred, right? Yeah,
three,
yeah.
$3,000.
$3,000.
I mean, we're bidding on a car.
Yeah, we are.
Okay,
it's
okay.
99.
And it's fine. It won't judge you like a Volkswagen would.
That's aggressive. That's one of my favorite lines.
Okay,
yeah,
Ethan, what would you bid on this car?
I'm going to go with $1,000.
$1,000, okay. And Mark? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say $1, George.
$1
it's
for
risky,
the car.
But I'm going to say $1.
It is extremely risky. Okay, so we've got $3,000, $1,000, $1. This is for all the horse apples. The Toyota Corolla Fine AF is ding, 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 ding. Somebody got the bid right on the nose.
I don't think it's me.
The kid sharking from nowhere. $1,000.
Ethan
takes home the prize in the 18th inning.
Just when I was down and out, they pulled me right back in.
Unbelievable.
Out of nowhere.
We will award the no case. That's so ridiculous that he gets one right. Coming up. It's just ridiculous that Ethan wins this thing like with one final lucky guess.
He was sandbagging the whole time. He crushed it.
He did. Great game here this afternoon, Ethan.
The price is wrong.
Mark. I still want to know what happened to our theme song. It just completely disappeared. Would you like to award the no case this afternoon, George Gray?
I would love to, Ethan. You've won a fabulous no case. Your no price showcase begins with a rare tour of the East Wing of the White House.
I'm sorry, what? You say it again?
Oh, nope, that's been canceled. Instead, you're going to tour the historic Capitol building.
Huh, what?
Oh, yeah, no, that's been on okay. put on hold.
Two.
Okay. You know what? Let's get out of D.C. and fly to New York City to witness mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani tell police that he really loves them. Wait, our flight has been delayed due to a lack of air traffic controllers. Mm. So let's take a train out to the west coast of L.A., where Game 3 of the World Series is still underway.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your chance to see Ohtani tour the bases 3 times after hitting his 3rd home run in 3 games of the World Series. Wait, actually, we've just been getting a report. The Blue Jays walked him 5 times in a row after his 2nd home run. If you can get yourself back to St. Louis, Ethan, you'll enjoy an exclusive VIP tour to our 97.1 25th anniversary birthday bash.
Nice.
Wait, that was last week. Okay, thank you very much for paying attention to the Price is Wrong mark. Love you, Mama May. Love you, Judy.
That was awesome. Thank you, George Gray. Thank you for doing it without the theme song, which still is mysteriously disappeared.
It doesn't feel the same.
Congratulations, but we always do like to catch up with you. First of all, I do want to say on the birthday front, and George did a couple of greetings, an audio one that we've played. You know, we've been playing a lot of folks during the breaks, but you did a video one on set at The Price is Right. That
I
was
did.
So cool because it was you, and then you turned the camera on the studio audience. You got them involved. That was awesome. Thank you so much for doing that.
The studio audience is amazing. If you're listening and you ever have thought it would be fun, if you're coming out to Los Angeles, get tickets online and come see the show. You will have an absolute blast. First of all, you got a great shot at getting picked, but also we have so much fun in that studio, and Drew and I stay out during the commercial breaks, and that's where really a lot of the fun happens, because Drew will just talk to everybody and, you know, where are you from? What are you doing? And we joke around, we improv. It's just, it's a really good time.
So are you on hiatus right now? Are you approaching that for the year?
If we're not, I just got fired I'm supposed to be shooting.
But you still have some shooting still to do before the end of the year.
Yes, our production schedule has been pretty aggressive, and we shoot again this, it's next Wednesday.
Okay.
Not bad. So I came to see Mama May, and then I'm going back to LA to throw my legendary Halloween soiree, which is epic in
what?
Nature.
You know what I just remembered?
What?
Last year, didn't I say to you, George, I'm coming to that damn party next year?
You should have.
I did say that, and
you
screwed it up.
You should. There's a lot going on. It is a party for the days.
How did I let that?
You're off Friday. You could just.
I might just zip out there, right? Can I borrow the note case,
well,
Ethan?
Between the toilet and the picture frame and the SpongeBob, and then you're telling Becky you're leaving.
Yeah, no, I'm.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
Exactly.
So we are actually, going to be on hiatus after, at Christmas. And then I don't work again until August. So prepare to see me here. With ridiculously colored soul patches and a lot of schlafly's in my belly.
Are you August? What happened?
No, we've just been shooting so much. We've been shooting the schedule super aggressively. So instead of shooting until April, because we do 195 episodes a year.
Okay,
that's how many we make.
Right,
and it doesn't matter how long we take to make them. So normally it takes until April, but we've been shooting so much, we're going to be done before Christmas.
You suck. When I thought your job couldn't get better, it got better.
What does one do with 8 months of not having to work?
Well, I'll probably be in the police blotter. You'll be reading about me on Ethan's News. It'll happen.
That is really something, though. I mean, I think I can answer this question. I believe it's rhetorical. Have you ever had a break that long?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
so.
I would. Well, maybe we'll have a baseball team for you to come.
Hey,
and
you know what? It can
year.
Happen. Who knows? Let's go out and get a
How
team.
How about some travel, George? Have you done any travel lately? International travel.
Here crosses. No, I haven't. I haven't gone international because we've been shooting so
much.
But I do have to tell you, if you're listening and you like the Halloween episodes, it's kind of neat because this week on Friday is Halloween. Doesn't always happen that way. So CBS decided to air 4 really popular Halloween episodes every day. So it was from 2019, 2022, 3, 4. So today was 2023. Tomorrow's 2024, I guess.
And then the new one.
No, I'm sorry. Today was, 21? And then the new one's going to be on Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. And I won't give it away, but I'll just say you'll never want to eat cotton candy again.
Okay, good enough.
It's really fun. So they're really, really fun episodes.
Awesome. Well, listen, now I'm pissed off at myself for not keeping
for
my
losing
promise
to Ethan.
Go. Well, for losing and not going to your party, because I just flash back to that text, because I know it's funny, because I was sitting here, you know, I sit here with my iPad every day, and I have this, if you have Apple products, your photo roll kind of, and the one the other day that came up, and this was the last time I saw you in LA, it was 2019, I was there for the Irishman junket, you picked me up in that fancy red car, I can't remember which one, the convertible, and we drove up to your place. That was the first time I think I got to see your house, and the cats and all that stuff. It was a lot of fun, and we hung out, but that was 6 years ago. I can't even believe it's been that long.
You know, see, you're due.
I know. I'm overdue. Have fun at the party, and we'll see you soon enough.
Love it.
Thank you, George Gray. We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.